All right, joining us on the line right now, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner, Susan Ferriccio, a good friend of this program. Susan, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
I want to get right up to the Zika thing, because there was a big vote in the Senate yesterday to try to get some Zika funding, and it did not go well. It did not get passed in the Senate, and I'm sort of curious as to where we are on this matter right now.
Right, so they defeated it for a third time. This is Democrats who don't like certain terms in the bill. And so now they're working on a deal where they would attach some money for Zika to the annual government spending bill. It's probably going to be a short-term government spending bill that will help keep things funded past September 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. Congress has, in the past several years, many years, been unable to pass these individual appropriation bills. So they get to the deadline, which is the September 30th deadline, and they end up having to pass the sort of stopgap or short-term bill just to keep the government funded. And so yesterday, the majority leader in the Senate said, we're going to try to pass a short-term funding bill that lasts until December 9th, and we'll try to work in some of the funding for combating the Zika virus. But, you know, I did a lot of talking yesterday to Democrats and Republicans, but so far, I'm not seeing anyone willing to give an inch yet. So I'm not sure what this deal is going to look like on Zika, because both sides seem to think that they have offered the best deal and that there's not much room to move. So this is going to be really interesting to see what they end up in the Senate coming up with. And, of course, they're not even really including the House in these talks. And they are far from having any kind of deal over there. So... and they've got very limited time. They all hope to be back on the campaign trail and out of Washington by September 30th in the case of the House, and the first week of October for the Senate. So they had a very little time, and they've got really a lot of differences here on this big spending bill.
So, Susan, I know the clock is ticking here for Congress, but Chaffetz has said that he wants to hold another hearing today. What do you think?
On emails.
Yeah, on the emails. What do you think is going to come out of that?
Right. So they want to keep putting a spotlight on this. There's been so many new revelations, particularly over the summer, as we all know, about what's been the emails. Then, yes, there are conversations with the FBI. You know, Chaffetz and others believe that she was not truthful when she spoke to Congress based on what they have seen with the FBI notes and in the emails. And so there's a lot of dissatisfaction with Clinton, and they want to take a closer look at these emails. And so I think hearings are a good way for them to do that. There's not, you know, legislatively, there's not a lot that the Congress can do. What they tend to do is ask for more information from the federal government about it, and they're not getting it. They're getting a lot of redacted stuff and
pushback.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. But they hold the hearings, and you know that gets the issue out there, and they're able to grill these federal officials under oath. And I think that they feel like they're at least making headway doing that.
There's a growing sense, though, on that issue that perhaps, after Congress issued subpoenas for documents from Hillary Clinton,
she deleted,
which would be in violation of the preservation order that goes with that subpoena. Correct.
Correct, and that's another little avenue they can go. And look, they want to get her for inconsistent testimony. Remember that she said one thing to the Congress and another thing to the FBI. They're examining that route. And then they're looking into whether or not, you know, when those emails were deleted. It was 30, there were like 30 emails related to Benghazi. And while two federal investigations were ongoing, and those emails were deleted.
Hmm.
Now the Oversight Committee wants to know more about that. Will they get very far, you know, with the Obama administration, and then if she wins with the Clinton administration? No, I don't think it's going to go very far. I mean, the thing is, there's not a big appetite amongst the leaders in the House among Republicans to have some kind of floor vote against Hillary Clinton. I just don't think, and you know
right.
what? When the Democrats were in charge, they didn't want to do that with Bush either. And there were a lot of people who wanted, are you going to impeach Bush? And the first thing Nancy Pelosi said when she began to speak was like, no, not doing that. There's a certain threshold, and the Oversight Committee is usually the ceiling, you know, where they really try to go after her there. But I'm not seeing right now the momentum for something on the floor happening right now before the election. And then after, you know, it's a whole new ball game depending on who wins. You know, what if she does not win? And, you know, is anyone going to care as much? Probably not. And if she does, well, you know, she's the president. And then, so that's a whole nother, you know, how much are they going to spend their administration going after her? There's a lot of talk about that.
Well, they might not go after her, but might they go after the IRS commissioner and impeach him?
Right. So that discussion is ongoing. In fact, the House is going to discuss this on Friday, House Republicans. And they're talking about it in the hallways. My conversations with the lead sponsor yesterday, he tells me that this is John Fleming of Louisiana. That they're going to do this very soon. That's what conservatives say. But they want to hear what everyone says at this closed-door meeting that they're going to have tomorrow. And they're willing to wait it out and listen to hear what lawmakers say. And so that we may not see any action until next week on this. But we may, in fact, see action next week where they would call a privileged resolution to bring the motion to the floor. It wouldn't be that they could just call up the vote to impeach. They would first have to have a pre-vote for that, and it could be defeated if lawmakers table it. So that will be an interesting vote if and when it happens. And if it does happen, it will be, I'm told, next week at the earliest.
Hmm. All right. So you think it's a likelihood it'll happen?
Well, they said they're, you know, the sponsors say that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What they had said. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting to watch. I wonder how that's going to
go.
Sure
will. Right?
I mean, listen, if there's ever been a bad actor in this town,
he certainly has been one.
Speaker Ryan has been very critical of the FBI of late, especially for releasing those documents before the Labor Day weekend, and what many people call news management or trying to bury a story. And he says that was patently political. I noticed that Director Comey has responded with a letter to the staff saying that it wasn't political. How's that going to play out?
Well, that's a favorite day to drop bad news. We all know that. I mean, Brian, you especially. The Friday dump, news dump, has been going on for an eternity.
And the Friday news dump on a three-day weekend.
Well, let's think back. When was Hillary Clinton interviewed by the FBI? Does anybody remember?
Yeah.
It was July 4th weekend.
That's right.
A Saturday at her house. Nobody was home to watch to see the breaking news on television.
I'd forgotten about that, but you're right.
So you can connect the dots there and see, well, you know, they're trying to you know, try to play it down a little bit. But it happens all the time. And so they can say, oh, well, it just happened to line, the stars lined up and Friday was the day. But I don't think anybody in Washington really believes that. But those of us who've been around and, you know, that the Friday document dumps, no one was surprised.
Yeah, no, it was no shock. Okay, listen, we got to leave it there. Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. Good to have you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan.